ever ask yourself what is wrong with sin? Just think about it. This thing is not a trick question. I asked you if sin was wrong. I just asked you what's wrong with sin. Sit down, man. Sit down. This is what's wrong. I mean, think about it. What's wrong with it? Come up with your obvious answers. I'm just being honest. Because all you're going to know, if you never asked yourself this question, or if you ever asked yourself this question, and you never really, you were scared to ponder it, you're not going to get the answer.
Yeah. Let me all bet.
What's wrong with sin? What's wrong with it? I didn't say.
Don't please God.
All right, don't please God. Okay. Why does it please God?
Why does it please God?
Why does sin not please God?
Yeah. See, this is a good question.
Yeah.
Why does sin does not please God? I need to write that down because I never. Why does sin does not please God? So what's wrong with sin? I mean, I know sin is not the will of God.
Right.
But the question is, why is not the will of God? It's not a trick. It's just make you think.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is your perception of who you are is about to change. Mm-hmm. For a long time, it took me a clear understanding to find out why Apostle thinks the way he does, especially about money. But it has a whole lot to do with your subconscious. All right? Let me ask you this way. God told Adam and Eve, don't eat off this tree. Right? He said, because then you're going to surely die. Right? Do you know which fruit it was?
Which fruit was?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like type of fruit?
Yeah, what type of fruit? You know?
I've had ideas like
you don't. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. So that means if it was based on the act, it was based on just the act. You and I could be sinning every day and don't know it because we eat fruit.
Right.
So it's not the act of sin that's the problem. I know I'm messing you up.
Not that you kind of going somewhere. And I kind of thought about this because I always wondered when God started like looking for him, he never came looking for him to condemn him. Like they were like, I said they were scared because of what they did. But God was just looking for him. He was like, yo, he's like, where y'all at? Like,
where y'all hiding?
Yeah.
Who told you he was naked?
Yeah, like he wasn't really looking like, y'all ate the fruit. Now I'm looking for y'all.
But that's the way we've been taught.
Yeah.
This is why I have so much respect. You know, no problem. This is why I have so much respect. Man, you could have done that right there, man. That don't bother me. That don't bother me. That don't bother. That stuff don't bother me. You're getting the mucus out. This is why I have so much respect for Noah, Abraham, and Moses. All right, think about it. Noah, Abraham, and Moses. They were able to hear God, understand God, and follow God's instructions before the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Think about that now. So that means before the Ten Commandments was ever established or ever, now I want you to word established, before the Ten Commandments were ever discovered by Moses from the mouth of God. Here's a good question. Do you know why the Ten Commandments were, why Moses had the Ten Commandments? What's your thoughts?
I think it was kind of like the beginning of like the showing them, like.
I mean, there's no wrong answer. I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like how we need Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You can have all these rules, but.
All right. What do you think?
Can't follow all these rules.
Wait a minute. Who said they were rules? The Bible say law.
Yeah.
That's where we get rules from.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But do you know why the laws were established? You know why? Do you know why? I'm just, I mean, it's not. Yeah, I mean, be stupid the word. We're going to find out now. They were established. God said, I need my people to understand how they keep transgressing me. Okay. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, the next question, I'm asking a bunch of questions because I want to get your mind to working. Why is God bothered about being transgressed? Because, see, remember, don't for a moment think that you not sinning is doing God a favor. Because he's self-contained. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent, omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere. So God's existence not hinge on what we do. So transgressing God is not hurting him.
But it hurt me.
It hurt me, yeah. Right? But how is it hurting me? See, I'm asking these questions because I want you to think.
Yeah.
I want you to think about this because religion has gotten us to focus on what not to do. Mm-hmm. All right? Genesis 1:26. God said, let us make man in our image. He said, let us make man. So we were talking about, had some people, both people that with him. Had to be Jesus, Holy Spirit, the angels. You know what I'm saying? Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, everything that creep on the earth. Right? The first demonstration of man being made in the image of God is when Adam named the animals. You know Adam named animals, right? It was not God influencing Adam on what to call the animals. It was Adam deciding what they were going to be, and God said, okay, that's what we'll call it. We've been taught that it was God influencing Adam. It was Adam deciding and God saying yes. So this first instance of Adam walking in his dominion was a precedent that was set for us. That's why we have the scripture. All the promises of God are yea and amen. So now it's a matter of us deciding what we want to happen. And God saying yes. Alright? The problem with sin is that sin had, there's a universal law. Galatians 6 and 7. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, or whatsoever man doeth, that shall he also reap or have done to him. Think about the Ten Commandments. First five or whatever. The one most familiar, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not lie. Every last one of those you have to do to somebody else. So, Galatians 6 and 7, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall also reap. So, when I do that to somebody else, I've just set in motion the law that I got to reap it. Right? Children of Israel and mankind did not realize that. So from Adam to Moses, it was straight chaos. Because sin was rampant. And watch this. Not only was sin rampant, but also their mentality that I can have what I want was dominant too. So what was happening is they will attain what they want, but Satan,
yeah,
on the back of sin, what caused them to reap what they sold, so they'll lose everything they had.
Yeah.
No problem. They'll step back in it again. But because they kept sinning, Satan had a right to call, he'll go to God and say, God, you said that whatever a man sows, that shit he also reap. So I don't like it that he messed over his wife or he had sex with this other man and now he having all this stuff. It looked like he enjoying life. I don't want him to enjoy life. So come on. Huh? Yeah.
So is that why the Old Testament was like so extreme? It was like
it was really, extreme. Really good, or it's extreme because it was extreme because the people, the children of Israel, would attain stuff.
Yeah.
But then because of sin. So what is wrong with sin? Think about it. Now. What is wrong with sin? What's the problem with sin? Why God don't want us to sin?
Y'all's a bad seed.
It causes us to put ourselves in a position to reap what we've sown.
Yeah, okay.
So, this is why people in the world system can do things and get things accomplished, but then they can't maintain it.
Wow, right.
But watch this. The same, for that same reason, is why Christians can't get nothing done. Because Christians are so focused on not sinning. That they don't focus on living and then letting the Holy Spirit say, hey, all right, give me an example. Say you want to start a business. Does God want you to start a business? Yes. Yes. He does. I mean, there's no problem with it. If that's, who decides it? You or God? Religion.
Yeah.
Who decides
right.
that?
Right.
Who decides that? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Who decides that? It's not God that decided. See, that thing about God's perfect will is overblown.
Okay.
It's overblown. There's no set pattern for you to live.
Okay.
The only pattern God has is for you to be successful. That's the only pattern he ever laid out. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou observe to do all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Psalms 1. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. That's sin. You get what I'm saying? Then he goes on, he says, everything you do shall prosper. You know, meditate day and night, and everything you put your hands to shall prosper. Put your hands to. That's soul. What you put your hands to. How your hand moves.
Yeah.
Your hand moves because what? Because you tell it to move.
Yeah.
So that means whatever you decide, I'm going to make it prosper.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Say you decide, I want to start this business. Okay, God, I'm definite about this. See, the thing about it is you must become definite. You got to become definite about it. It can't be, oh, if it's the will of God. Yes, it's the will of God. But I have to, it was the will of God for Adam to be made in his image, but Adam had to do it.
Right.
So now, I want to start this business. So I start this business, and in one of my business transactions, I got this opportunity to do a certain transaction. But I'm deciding to do it. I'm deciding to go for the transaction, make the deal. But then I get a check saying, hey, how is the other person going to come out of this deal? Is the other person going to come out on top? Is the other person going to be fine when you finish with this deal? A person who, a Christian, will look at their business deal and say, Lord, I don't know. Okay, Lord, tell me how to do this. A person in the world would probably do the business deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And probably put themselves in a position to where they got to reap what they just sold.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, I allow the Holy Spirit to convict me of certain sins.
Right.
See, because the Holy Spirit knows that sin is a thing that trips you up. It's not so much holiness. Holiness is a conduct. Holiness is not a goal. Wow. It's not a goal.
Yeah.
Holiness is not a goal. Righteousness is not a goal. Righteousness is a state of being.
Yeah, right.
See, where the blood of Jesus come in? The blood of Jesus comes in, and the blood of Jesus says, now here's where people get tripped up at. The blood of Jesus comes in and says, I uproot, I disengage, I disavow, I disallow any harvest that comes up from this seed of sin you just sown. But it has to be of a sincere heart. Because Paul began to say, idolaters, fornicators,
yeah,
those people that practice this, ain't a hope for them. But if it's something you did and it wasn't of a sincere, and you wasn't sincere, you didn't mean to do it, then Jesus can cancel out that. Meaning, I keep pushing forward. The prodigal son, story about prodigal son, is not a story about salvation. It's a story about your subconscious mind or your conscious mind.
Wow. I see it.
Most Christians are the older son.
Yeah.
They believe it's by their works,
yeah,
and by how they serve God that they deserve stuff.
Yeah.
The younger one didn't even think like that. Most seasoned Christians think like the prodigal son, the older son. Most new Christians think like the younger son. Darius, you deserve to have $10,000 in your account. Not because you did anything. You deserve it because you.
Right.
Now, how many times have you told yourself that?
Never.
Never. Never.
Yep.
Never. Your conscious mind, I've been reading about this.
Okay.
Your conscious mind, your soul has got two different parts. Soul actually has three different parts. Conscious, subconscious, and your spirit. Your subconscious and spirit are closely related. Alright? Your spirit is what gives life to everything. Your spirit is not going to decide on nothing. It just gives life to everything. Your subconscious mind is the part of your mind that you can't see. The part of your mind you can see is your conscious mind. How can I differentiate between my subconscious and my conscious? How I can differentiate between my conscious and my subconscious is this way. The thoughts that you have and think, and you can recollect, and that you can correlate and all that, that's your conscious mind. Mm-hmm. You can see it. That's where your imagination is.
Okay,
if I tell y'all right now, if I say, watch this, pink elephant.
Yeah.
Y'all just had an imaginative pink elephant. Mm-hmm. You never seen one before. You know you've never seen one on National Geographic. But you was able to put the color pink on the elephant, and a pink elephant showed up.
Yeah.
That's your conscious mind,
okay,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you about your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is telling you it don't exist.
Oh, okay.
Right. Other words, you've never seen a pink elephant in real life, so your subconscious mind is saying it don't exist.
Oh, okay,
yeah. You see what I'm saying? Even though you can make it up in your mind, your subconscious telling you it don't exist. So what is it about the subconscious, the part that you can't see, that controls so much about the conscious? Even though the conscious is the thing that changes the subconscious. I'm going to say that again. Your subconscious regulates your conscious, but your conscious controls the subconscious. It's a cycle. Your subconscious, the part that you can't see, is where your belief system is stored.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
Oh, okay.
It's where your belief system is stored. Mm-hmm. From your belief system, your conscious mind moves around this earth and accumulate facts and begin to imagine things. But it's your subconscious that gives it the energy to make stuff happen. So watch this. The reason why you've never told yourself that you deserve $10,000 in your account is because your subconscious has been trained that you don't. Now, here's something I want y'all to know. Your subconscious is being programmed every day. Your subconscious is being programmed every moment. The reason why there were so many wonderful miracles that happened in the Old Testament is not because they were closer to God, and it couldn't be because they had a lack of sin, because they were full of sin. The reason why there were so many wonders, the reason why the sun stopped, Joshua fell in battle when the sun stopped. Elijah was dealing with the prophets of Baal, and he called fire from heaven and licked up the altar. The reason why those things happen is because their subconscious believed and was programmed for things like that to happen. The Bible says in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. What that scripture is really saying is that your subconscious has to be programmed for it to happen. Once your subconscious is programmed for it to happen, then your conscious mind will come up with the know-how. You see what I'm saying? So what sin does, I'm back still talking about sin. What sin does, sin clouds your subconscious judgment. Because when you sin, something bad happens to you. So because something bad happens, your subconscious says, not possible, because I don't want that to happen no more. Another way the subconscious is affected, religion has done us in. Religion has done us in. Religion has gotten us to focus on what not to do rather than what we can do. So most churches are being preached to about what sins not to commit, when that's not even the issue. If you know what sin does and why not to sin, you won't sin. Sin causes you to regress when God has already programmed you to progress. See, the reason why God had to put that tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden is because man had to have a choice. If the tree wasn't there, we'd be puppets. Adam's dominion did not end when he ate the fruit. His dominion ended when Satan got access to his subconscious.
Wow.
And began to program it. Alright?
Wow.
You have to be definite. Right? That's one of the number one, that's one of the first rules in having dominion. You must be definite. Right? You know why we're not definite? Because we have so many other things grabbing our attention. We're not even definite about TV no more. We'll sit there and surf the internet, or we'll sit there and surf the TV, or we'll sit there and flip through Facebook all day, or we'll see on Instagram who what else somebody else doing or what else somebody's saying. And so what you don't realize is that subconsciously, your subconscious is being programmed by all those other things.
Wow. You can't be definite.
Huh?
Wow, yes. Be definite.
You can't be definite.
Can't be definite.
You can't be definite. You cannot be definite. So the reason why they had those things done in the Old Testament is because they didn't have all those distractions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you have all those distractions, it's easier for sin to creep in because you're not definite. See, when you were born, when I was born, we were born with full dominion. But the problem is that we became more acclimated to our outside before we became acclimated to our inside. See, our parents, you know, we knew our parents first. We were first conscious of our parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they taught us what they knew. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Which automatically, the sin nature gets infiltrated into us.
Right.
That don't mean the dominion, that don't mean the dominion is not there. It's just our subconscious has been programmed. We program about what we see, what we hear, what we read. So if you were never told, or you never, you kind of hear other people talking about $1 million, you kind of hear other people talk about that. But have you ever said to yourself, I deserve to have $10,000 in my bank account? You never said it because your subconscious don't know to say it. Because it's not programmed to say it. So that's why you have to take your conscious mind and auto-suggest to it and affirm that you do. Forget how. Forget how. Forget how. Don't worry about how. Just begin. And here's another thing. I wrote myself, I'll tell you the quick story. I did this a couple of weeks ago. I always had money come to me, but I wasn't definite about it. Now that I'm definite, I know, I mean, since I became definite the last 3 months, stuff been happening quicker. I found out that I had an old doctor bill for Leroy III that I didn't know anything about. I found out about it. I had the money to pay it, but I'm reading and I'm learning stuff, and I'm just now discovering about what's wrong with sin. I said, just about a month ago, I said, God, I want this $78. I told him I wanted it. And I told myself, you deserve the $278. I didn't want to pay it on my account, on my checking, I'll say to God, I deserve it. We're gonna manifest this money. I wrote myself out a check from my own checking account to me. Mm-hmm. Leroy Thompson Jr., $278.94. You know, date. I dated it April 30th, 2016. In the for section, I put for being me.
Yeah.
I need no other reason.
Yeah.
I'm not going out work for this money. I don't need to. I mean, and I don't believe in nothing. You can't get something for nothing. You can't get something for nothing. I don't believe in it. But I do believe that I deserve it. And I will find out what's going to have to happen for me to get it. In my process, I had some other doctor bills. I paid those for Leroy. I paid those. 2 days later, a lady called me back and said, Mr. Thompson, we double billed you for the same charges. So we're going to refund you $300.
And more.
That's $278 to pay this other bill.
Right.
All I did was I put the check in my pocket, and every now and then I look at it. What I'm doing? Auto-suggesting.
Wow.
I'm affirming my subconscious. My subconscious then began to work on this $300 to attract it to me, the $278 to attract it to me. See, you have to, word of faith tried to get us to ignore feelings. You can't ignore your feelings. Your feelings is what motivates you to do something.
Yeah.
Your feeling comes from your subconscious.
Wow.
All right. Remember Apostle said a couple of Sundays ago, he said, I am money.
Yeah,
did you feel the place?
Right.
You felt in the building it got tight. What was that? That was people reacting from their subconscious. Now they know they're supposed to be rich. Apostle preaching all the time. They know this. But when you say, I am money, religion had programmed their subconscious and they clenched up. Got what I'm saying? So what you have to do is you have to reprogram your subconscious. forget about your salary. Forget about your salary. Forget about how much you make. Forget about that. Now, right now, you need to be figuring out what you want. What kind of way you want to work in? What kind of job you want? What you want? And you need to start telling yourself, this is what I want. This is what's gonna happen. All the promises of God are.
Amen.
Here's another question. Is it wrong for you to get the job of your dream? Is it wrong for you to start the business you think you want to start? Is it wrong? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? See, hold up. Daz, you like, you still think something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Nothing. 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 If you want it, God, let God work. Let God work the logistics out. Let God figure it out. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. You gotta figure out. So it's becoming definite. This is what I want. Here's another question. If you get what you want, will somebody else go without? Have you ever thought about that? If you get what you want, will somebody else go without?
If anything, they'll help somebody else out.
Okay. Okay. All right. If you think if you getting what you want will cause somebody else to go without, you got a poverty mentality.
Okay.
Because, well, see, religion has done us in, man. How can you believe that God sent his only son, say Jesus on the earth, right? You believe that. You accepted Christ as Savior, right?
Yeah.
But yet, you believe God created the earth without enough for everybody. If you can believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he died on the cross for your sins, he's now your Savior, he lives on the inside of you, then why would you believe God created an earth that cannot satisfy or provide enough for everybody? When God created the earth, he put everything in the earth necessary to take care of all the billions of people that are here now, have been in the past, and are coming in the future. Is already in the earth. So you getting what you want is not taking nothing from me.
Wow, right.
I'm getting what I want is taking nothing from you. The only thing holding you back from getting what you want is your indefinitely. Your indefinite. You being indefinite.
Yep.
You don't know. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires. That's your subconscious. Your desires, your subconscious, what you want. And what sin does, see, those two are two mutually exclusive events. Getting what you want and sin. Mutually exclusive. Sin has nothing to do with you getting what you want. What sin does is stops you from getting it. Or if you do get it, cause you to lose it. You're not gonna get what you want because you hold it. Hold it cause you to get and maintain.
Okay.
All right then. If holiness is what gets us stuff, then why are Kanye West loaded?
Right.
Why are Jay-Z loaded? So being holy has nothing to do with getting what you want. Being holy is what maintains it. Holiness is what causes you to get it and enjoy it. But it has nothing to do with you getting it. It has nothing to do with getting it. Righteousness has everything to do with you getting with it. You getting with it. See, most Christians, again, are the older son in the story of the prodigal son. They mad because they figure as they're living that they should be getting stuff. When all of us should be the prodigal son without the sin. The prodigal son went to the father and said, give him my portion.
Straight up.
What the father said.
There you go.
Sin is what caused him to lose it.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. But when he came back, he didn't think he deserved it. All right. If his subconscious didn't think he deserved it, then why he let the father put the ring on him? Put the robe on him. All
right.
But the older son, who'd been there the whole time, thought because of his works, but all he had to do was make up his mind. What the father told him, if you wanted it, all you had to do was come tell me. You were ever with me. All you had to do was come tell me. Most Christians are the older son. They serving God, and never saying what they want. Never becoming definite about it. Their subconscious is keeping them from being definite. Why? Because religion has told them, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It didn't say, never said money was the root of all evil.
Right.
It said for the love of it. Alright. Can you find it? 1 Timothy 6 and 10. Because it said something, Timothy said something there. I mean, Paul said something to Timothy in that passage. And I want you to see what Paul was trying to get them to see. And people miss this passage. Christians miss this. What it said?
Oh, I still love
it. Go ahead. Take your time. Talk to yourself going to sleep. Now you talk to yourself when you're going to sleep? Record yourself.
Yeah, wow. Right.
And play it a year.
Get on my trail, like he just had us doing that. You know, I've been planning every day. Well, sometimes all day, every day.
And guess what?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you telling yourself what you want.
Yeah.
You ain't. Matter of fact, God wants you to.
Right.
He wants you to. He wants you to tell yourself what you want. Because your subconscious got to be properly structured. Go ahead.
For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
Do you see why the love of money is the root of all evil?
Okay.
Because they coveted after, and they err from the faith. Not religion. Let's talk about sin. They err from the proper way of thinking.
I got it.
Let me give you the simplest definition of faith you ever hear in your life.
Yep, I got it.
Let me give you the simplest definition of faith you ever hear in your life. Faith is your thoughts in action.
Okay.
That's all it is. Faith is your thoughts in action.
Wow.
That's true, because faith without works is dead. This ain't no faith without
action. All right, now, Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that ye may be able to prove or recognize the perfect, good, and acceptable will of God. Right? Let's talk about your thoughts. So now faith is your thoughts in action. So that's why I read the word of God, so that my mind can be renewed.
Oh, okay.
So that when I am thinking, I am thinking the way God would think.
Yeah.
So when my subconscious illuminates my conscious mind, it can only illuminate it with God thoughts, and I can act on those thoughts.
Wow. Okay.
So now, your subconscious is the part, once again, is the part of your soul that you can't see. But your belief system, I give an example, how your subconscious works. The car you have now, that's how your subconscious works. When you first got that car, I don't want you to lie to me, I want you to tell me straight truth. When you got the car, you do the same thing. Probably, let me ask you this, how did you get your cars? They bought that for you?
They bought it for me.
All right, that's the one you wanted?
That's the one I wanted.
So you knew what you want before you got it, right?
Right.
When you determined and decided, this is how your subconscious works, when you determined and decided that's the car I wanted, think about it now. Think, how long have you been having the car?
About 8 months.
About 8 months now. And you decided that's the car I wanted. When you decided this is the car you wanted, how many times were you riding and you begin to see that car? Just around. Just like you driving, you driving somewhere, and start seeing the car.
Right.
Now, here's the question. It's a good question. To y'all, your subconscious work. Here's the question. Do you think those cars were always there and you just didn't see them?
Yeah.
They were already there. What caused you to see them? When you became definite, when you got the car, that car got in your subconscious. So when it got in your subconscious, watch this. Remember I told you your subconscious control your conscious. Your subconscious controls your conscious, and your conscious control your subconscious. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
When you started driving that car, you then become aware of all the other cars that were just like it around it.
Yeah.
So now you mean to tell all them cars just appeared? Everybody bought one the same day you bought one? Those cars been there, but the problem was your subconscious wasn't aware of them. So your conscious mind was limited in what it saw.
Wow.
Let that sink in for me. When you started driving that car 8 months ago, and you just gonna happen to you now. You notice that car every time. You notice them.
Right.
There's more of those cars on the road than you ever thought. You thought you were getting the car that, hey man, I'll be flying. Ain't nobody out here like this. Soon as you buy it and you drive in it, all of a sudden you start looking at it. Everybody got this car. The reason why that happened is your conscious mind dropped it into your subconscious. Why? Because you drive it now. So now your subconscious opened up or pulled back the curtain from what your conscious mind wasn't seeing. And you started seeing all those cars, the Acura that you drive. You started seeing them all over the place. Mm-hmm. Before, you didn't ever notice them.
Right.
Not, were they there? Yep. The reason why you didn't notice them is because you weren't programmed in your subconscious. So now what if I program my subconscious 10,000 hours? Yeah. Do you think my conscious mind will open up to see where it's going to come from?
Yeah.
How I'm going to get it?
Right.
But I got to program the subconscious. That means I got to take my conscious and tell the subconscious how to believe.
Okay.
That's what the word believe means. Believe simply means, believe is the foundation from which you act.
Okay.
That's what really believe means, is the foundation from which I'm willing to perform. So, the reason why you're able to see those cars now is because it's been programmed, your conscious mind programmed it, your conscious mind programmed yours onto your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind told your conscious, subconscious told the conscious, now look at that one, look, you see your cars all over. So you see people driving cars just like you all over that you didn't see before. And why you see it now? Because your conscious mind programmed your subconscious, and your subconscious said, hey, notice this.
Wow.
You see?
Yeah.
So now what if I take my conscious mind to program my subconscious to receive 10,000, 5,000, whatever it may be. Now, here's what Back to Mark 9:23. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. All it's going to take, because here's the definite thing about it. God has already made up his mind about it. Here's the two questions you got to ask yourself. Is it good? Does it hurt anybody? If whatever you want, if it doesn't do those two things, then God said you can have it. So now watch this. So now that's with companions and everything. It's wrong for me to go out now and say, oh, I want her. Because it's two things.
Right.
Is it good? No. Because I'm already married.
Yeah.
See, I'm talking about sin now.
Right.
That's what sin happens. Is it hurting anybody? Yes. It'll hurt my wife.
Right.
Yeah. So no, I automatically, no, I can't do that. But you, on the other hand,
right.
You see a young lady, is this good for me? Yeah. The Bible says for a man to find a wife, find a good thing. Mm-hmm. Number two, am I hurting anybody? Not that I know of. She ain't married. Not that I know of. If she married, then I automatically, I back off. Mm-hmm. If she ain't married, she ain't hurting nobody. Then God said, yeah, he wants you to have one. Wow. Is it hurting anybody? Is it good? Is it hurting anybody? That's two questions. So now we know that's set. So now the next thing is, I got to be convinced. Because the Bible said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. So, I'm a firm believer in dreaming, not fantasizing. So, why not? You say $10,000 might be too much, man. We'll start off with five. Start off with five. Because the Bible just simply, if thou canst believe, believing is getting your subconscious right to program your conscious. Let your conscious program your subconscious, and your subconscious expand your conscious. That makes better sense,
yeah,
huh?
Right.
Your conscious, program your subconscious, expand your conscious. That's
so
what I said, right?
Right. Yeah, so it starts with the conscious mind.
That's how information gets to you.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's how your subconscious is programmed already.
Right.
All right. When I ask you, is there anything wrong with you starting a business? You were kind of slow. You like.
Yeah.
That's something from the outside coming through your conscious, programming your subconscious.
Yeah. So
see, your belief system, nobody really knows all of their belief systems. Nobody can lay out their belief system. You really don't know what's in your belief system until you enter a situation and you react.
Yeah.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? You really don't know till you react. Then you, all right. When he said, I am money. If you cringed, now you know the truth. But if you cringed, I got a prime example. Prime example. I wonder how the people felt Thursday night when White got up and started talking. If you cringed, then, because really, if you realize that what White was saying, White was talking to the class.
Right.
He was talking to everybody. I'm not in that class.
Right.
So he ain't talking to me. So why should I have any feelings toward it? If I got feelings toward it, that means something in me.
Right.
You got what I'm saying? Right. So, because really anybody else who got offended, he wasn't talking to you. Mm-hmm. He wasn't talking to them. This is family business. That's them talking family business. You just there. So you never know. Nobody can lay out their belief system. You find out about what a person believes by how they behave. Because you cannot act opposite of what you believe.
You can't.
You can only do it for so long. But eventually, what you believe is gonna come out. So it's not a matter of does God want me to have $5,000 in my savings account, $5,000 in my checking account? It's a matter of, do I want it?
Yeah.
It's more than just saying yes. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just saying, because wanting it and saying yes is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. But believing you deserve it and that you can have it, it's another whole ball game. And it can't happen till you get that subconscious program. So sin, Satan's goal, that's what Satan's goal. Satan's goal is to use your conscious mind to block it from affecting your subconscious.
Wow.
So that's how he got control, became God of this work, earth, became God of this system. It's because he told Adam and Eve a lie. You're not going to die. This ain't gonna happen if you eat this. So he lied to him. So once he lied to him, and that's all Satan been doing. Satan will tell you you know how Satan lied to you? You watch the news and they say that we're in a recession. Or you watch somebody, your friends, they say, man, I ain't got no money. Right. Or you flip on Facebook and somebody say, man, I don't know. I need my light bill. I ain't got no money for my light bill. Or you're watching TV and you watch a story about somebody struggling. All that's feeding your subconscious. And it's programming your belief system. So now when it's time for you to decide to want something, your feelings. I have a playlist called My Happy List. You know what's on my happy playlist? Today is going to be the best day of my life by American Authors. You know that? You ever heard that?
American Authors?
Today's going to be the best day of my life.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Every day I listen to that sometime during the day. Happy by Pharrell. Happy by Tasha Cobb. James Brown, I Feel Good. Why I play these? Because Paul said in Acts, you read that, I think it's Acts 26, I think it was. He said, King Agrippa, I think myself happy. Man, I wake up in the morning, I don't care how I feel. I put it on. I tell myself, you deserve this. You deserve this. I look myself in the mirror, you deserve this. I deserve my house to be paid off. It's not based on what I did. It's based on what Jesus did.
Yeah.
I deserve this. I tell my subconscious that. I repeat it to my subconscious. I told myself by the end of this month, by May 31st, 2016, I want $10,000, just extra $10,000. Why? Because I deserve it. And I got $3,000 already.
Yeah, like I've done that with some stuff, but not with everything.
Cause you're not definite.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why you're not definite? Cause there's something you're like, make this stuff too easy.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't get greedy.
Yeah.
Get greedy. What is greed? You have to define what is greed. I mean, it's a definition, but define what is greed. Think about it. What is greed?
When you
try to take everything.
Everything, okay.
Man, if you think $10,000 is everything.
No.
So, because you what you desire, you ain't trying to take everything. I just want this. I ain't trying to get everything. I just want this. I mean, is it good? Yes. Am I hurting anybody? No. Then all the promises of God are, He ain't amen. You have to be definite, man. That's that. You have to be definite, man. You have to auto-suggest. You have to, for lack of a better word, trick your subconscious. You have to. See, here's the thing. We're on defense too much. We know we're meant to be on defense. We was always meant to be on offense. And when we make a mistake and sin puts us on defense, the blood of Jesus comes and cleans it up and put us back on offense. So it's not a... I don't live my life trying to figure out what God don't want me to do. I live my life understanding that God wants me to have it all. And so God wants me to have it all. So God wants me to have it all. Everything my heart desires. Then what is there to stop me but me? That's really what it's about, man. You can have your house paid off in 2 years if you want. You gotta be definite about it. Man, forget how. See, that's the thing. Shoot, I make this amount of money every month. My note is this. Need to write down. God, I deserve X amount of dollar, whatever it is. I expect to receive X amount of dollars in this such and such time. I'm willing to do, God, I'm willing to follow your instructions for this. I can see whatever bank you're at, whatever mortgage you're at, go download a copy of that mortgage release statement. Keep it in your pocket, in your wallet. Set a timer on your reminder to look at it and read it to yourself. Get a copy of it in. Put in there. Fill in your information. Darius Jackson. Whatever amount it is has been paid in full by this date, on this such as date. You say, well, I put December 31st, 2016. Well, of course, well, what if it don't happen by then?
It's been another one.
You ain't losing nothing.
Through January.
Right.
Through December 31st of the next year. You see what I'm saying? The whole time you're programming your subconscious right. That is possible. Forget how. You're not going to know how. The Bible says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. You're never going to forget the definition of it. Never forgot the definition. I read this definition. I still don't know where I got it from. I don't remember the book I got it from. But I remember, I'm looking at the page now. The definition of power. You know the definition of power? You ever heard? I mean, you know a definition, but the best definition of power I ever heard is the ability to complete a task despite all opposition. So, God has given us the ability to prosper despite all opposition. He's given us the power or the ability to get wealth despite all opposition. So that means my subconscious has to be programmed to know this and believe this. Once I believe it, it's going to expand my conscious mind to how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen to your subconscious. It's programming. That's the part of your soul that you can't see. The part of your soul that's nudging you, and sometimes you don't know it's nudging you. You ever have been in a situation and you felt funny about the situation? You just, I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
That's your belief system kicking in. Sometimes you don't even know, you believe that. You didn't even know you was going to react like that. That's your belief system. So now I look at my feelings. I use my feelings. I'm not afraid of my feelings. My feelings are now notifiers or notifications, like on your iPhone. The notifications are indicators. If I'm in this situation and I feel this way, or I'm emotionally driven this in a emotionally driven, or I emotionally feel this way, I have to pause and analyze. What's the truth? Does my feelings match up with the truth? If it doesn't match up with the truth, that means I have to go into my conscious mind, begin to orchestrate things that change my subconscious mind, so that my feelings would be right. So the first thing people should have done when Apostle said, "I am money," if you felt had any tightness or ill will with you, wait a minute. That's truth. Because if I am money, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it's he that giveth thee power to get well. If that is not, who gave you the power to get well? I am. The great I am. Right? So if I have any feelings toward that statement, that means I need to pause, go in my conscious mind, and begin to see that I am money. So that my subconscious mind can grab hold of it and change the way I feel. Because your feeling is the thing that motivates you. Calls you it, your feeling gives fuel to your faith. Your feeling calls you to do something. Let's use a negative part. Why most people know they're supposed to work out. Why they don't work out?
Don't feel like.
Because lazy. That's a feeling.
Yeah.
Even though they know they're supposed to, they know they need to lose weight, but they don't. Why? Because they don't feel like it. Why they don't feel like it? The subconscious, that's what they believe in. They know they're supposed to exercise, but the subconscious keep telling them, you don't need to exercise. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. Your feelings always control what you do. Yeah. Your feelings, you're in control of how you feel. You're in control of how you feel. Nobody else is. You're in control of how you feel. Nobody can make you mad. Anytime somebody do you wrong and you get mad, you chose to get mad. I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, but you made a decision. Because you could have not gotten mad. It's your choice. You're in control of that. Nobody can make you mad. No, just like it, nobody can make you happy. You have to choose to be happy. That's why I got my playlist. I'm looking for more songs now. I got my playlist and I'm adding my playlist. I just play it and man, my attitude, whether I'm good, I feel better. If I feel better, I feel the best. If I'm not feeling good, I start feeling good. Because I changed my thoughts. I deserve to be happy. I'm not going to let anybody take that from me. I don't care how I feel. I deserve to have the money that I want to have. Jesus already paid the price for it. It ain't based on me. I'm not the older prodigal. I'm not the older son. I'm the younger son. I deserve it. I'm not going to go with Rod just living. So I can walk up to my Heavenly Father and get my inheritance now. I don't have to wait till I go to heaven. But you have to, that's what sin, that's what Case Point, we talked about 45 minutes, but that's what sin does. Sin sin causes your subconscious to be skewed in this process. So it's not so much just God wants you to have it. Yeah, God wants you to have it. But Satan is always trying to throw a monkey wrench into the process. You'll be progressing in what God wants you to have, and all of a sudden he'll give you an opportunity or give you an offer. If you take the offer, now he got a right to go to God and say, God, that's what he did, Job. That's all he did, Job. Job, God told the devil, you can't take his life. Because you know why God said that? Now, God ain't making that promise no more. The reason why he made that promise to Job is because he wanted to teach this lesson or teach or test the theory. Not test the theory, but prove the theory out. What theory? The theory that man is the captain of his own soul. So he told Satan, but he knew, God knew Job was going, that was going to happen to Job. But what he also wanted to prove to Satan is how powerless he was. The Bible says, the thing that Job greatly feared came upon him. When Satan came in, caused storm to come in, kill all his kids, tore all his stuff up. The Bible plainly says, the thing that Job greatly feared came upon him. So now we know why it happened to him. Because he greatly feared that.
Yeah.
He was offering burnt offerings all the time. Lord, don't let this happen. Lord, don't let this happen.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
So his subconscious just acted on what his conscious might have been telling him. But then Job, three friends came to him, and one friend told him, Job's wife, he told me to curse God and die. And it wasn't God's fault that happened. It was Job's fault.
Yeah.
But God came back, gave Job 7 times. It wasn't so much that God gave it to him. It's Job's subconscious changed. And he walked right into what God wanted him to have. Everything God has for you has already been given to you.
Yo,
I got proof. I got proof. The prodigal son, the story that Jesus told about the prodigal son, that was him telling us that God had already given us everything that we desire. And just that we're not, when we pray, Apostle said this to me this morning, just, he said, when we pray, when we meditate, when we spend time with God, it's not us trying to get God to do something. It's we letting God train our subconscious to receive what he's already done.
When you pray?
Mm-hmm. When we pray? Actually, man, when you pray, here's another concept that we don't expound on. I don't see the church talk about this enough. I don't see the church talk about the omnipresence of God. I don't see the church talk about God being everywhere. The church sees God on the throne, judging, instead of seeing God as our Father and being with us. He's everywhere. So, if God is everywhere, he's with us. He said in John 14:21, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And me and the Father will come make our abode with you. So now really when I'm praying to God that's in me. I'm praying to Jehovah that's in me. Really, I'm letting God wake up my subconscious. Okay. 1 John 2. I think it's, read the 20th verse to me. And prove it to you that God, the omnipresence of God, God is with us. And that when we pray, we're praying to God that's in us, not to a God that's on the throne judging. God is on the throne judging. Know what he's doing judging? He's judging that he's sitting there watching his word to perform it. That's what it means is me, God is sitting on the throne making sure that Galatians 6 and 7 is intact. God is not mocked with a man, so that should also read. Make sure it's intact. But then God living in us is living with us. What 20 verse 8?
But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things.
Huh? What? What? And ye know
all things.
Keep reading.
I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth.
So anything that comes into your conscious mind that goes against anything God has already approved for us to have is a lie. So really and essentially, your bank account not having what you want in it is lying to you.
Yeah,
it's facts, but it's lying to you. Why is lying to you? Because somebody, some bill, whatever, that's drained your account, is telling you, your conscious mind, your subconscious, and your conscious mind is programming your subconscious. And your subconscious is limiting your conscious mind. So all you see is the money going out. But God is with me. God is in me. So I have an unction and I know all things. So that means I already have with me the answer to change my outside. But I'm looking on the outside to get an answer to change the outside. So that's why I get another job. That's why. Here's another question. Anytime you're doing something to help the betterment of mankind and the earth, God will prosper you in doing it. See, you can't work for money. You have to work for passion. God told Adam, Adam had really had one job, to dress and keep the garden. You go back and read Genesis. Was to dress and keep the garden. And his salary had nothing to do with him dressing or keeping the garden. He already had it. God told him, the very first thing God told him, you can have everything you want in this garden, just don't eat up this tree. That was before he told him to dress it and keep it. Jesus come out the water after John the Baptist baptized him. Jesus hadn't done nothing. Hadn't done miracle to the first. The Holy Spirit in the form of a dove landed on his shoulder, and the heavens opened. And God said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. He ain't done nothing yet. Same thing he telling you, same thing he telling you, same thing he telling Donald, same thing he telling me. So, anything you want, you're not getting because of something you're going to do. Not that you won't do something. Not that you won't do anything. But you ain't getting it because you've done it. You get it because you're you. There's no such thing as luck.
Right.
Those people just become definite about what they want.
Wow.
And didn't feel any ill will by receiving it. And didn't think they would take nothing from you.
Yep.
I don't feel bad. Jesus, they try to make Jesus feel bad about poor people. Jesus said, listen, poor you can have what you always.
Right.
Poor you can have what you always. So I don't feel bad. What I do feel bad for is people who are ignorant to the fact that they don't have to be like that. And so if I do help somebody, I'm helping somebody change their mindset and get out of that position. Sometimes it means giving them money to ease their situation so they can think clearly. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's me forcing them to do what they need to do. So, you know, do whatever you got to do. Condition your mind, condition your conscious mind to program your subconscious. And then let your subconscious expand. Because see, your subconscious is only expanding or limiting your conscious mind. That's all it's doing. your belief system either expands or contracts. If you don't believe you deserve $10,000, then your subconscious is going to contract your mind to where you can't see where it come from. It's going to close it, so you'll be narrow-minded. But if you convince yourself of what you have, then your subconscious will expand your conscious mind. And just like you begin to see your car everywhere you drove, you start seeing more and more of your cars. That's because your conscious mind programmed your subconscious. Your subconscious turned around then and expanded your conscious mind. You programmed your subconscious by buying the car, by getting the car. Even if you start looking for the car. When you start looking for just the next car you think you're going to buy. The next car you're going to buy, just think about it long enough. All of a sudden, you're going to start seeing that car all over the place. Right. You're going to start seeing them all. You're going to start seeing people driving all over the place. What that is, that's your conscious mind programming your subconscious, and your subconscious turning around and expanding your conscious mind to see something that you didn't see before. It was there all along.
Yeah.
So that's how ideas come in. Mm-hmm. That's how answers come.
Wow.
That's how solutions come. When you program your subconscious comes in and expands your conscious mind. So instead of having blinders on, your belief system are blinders. Your belief system says this. Here's all your choices. So if you won't change, if you won't make your choices wider, you have to change your subconscious. Your subconscious comes back to your conscious mind and widen the horizon. So now these are your choices. That's how it works. So what you do? Be definite about watching TV. Is there anything wrong with watching TV? No. But be definite. Don't surf. If you got something you want to watch, you know what time it come on, or if you record it, you DVR it, go watch it. That's it. Even if you want to binge watch a series, binge watch it. That would you definitely.
Yeah.
You want to watch it. But once you finish, don't just sit there and say, oh, I'm trying to go. Now you take that time and go shape your subconscious. Mm-hmm. Read something. Mm-hmm. Listen to something. Shape your subconscious. Like me, I'm definite. I like karate movies. I like them old kung fu movies. The word don't match up with the mouth.
Yeah.
So I'm definite. I go look for them. I don't know the last time I watched. It's got to be at least 3 months out since I watched TV. So I just sat down and just flipped through the TV station. It's been about 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm definite. I like Blacklist. Mm-hmm. I'm definite. I go to NBC, my NBC app. Blacklist, latest episode. Bam, I'm watching. I'm definite. Everything I do now, I'm definite about. I'm not wandering. I'm not drifting. People who drift through life are the most easily controlled people. They just drift. They just go through the same humdrum every day. Just coasting. Don't expand their mind. Don't talk to themselves. You know. Don't engage in uplifting conversation. Talk to people who ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. So, man, I mean, at first you might not see no changes. That's okay. Stick with it.
Yeah.
You're going to see a little trinkle here. A little trinkle there. Because, see, here's one thing I do know about God. There's a definite way. God is a God of order. There's a definite amount of ways to do things. Definite way to do things. If you keep doing the definite ways, you're going to start seeing things change in life. Easily. Man, y'all can be some places, man. But if you become definite, you can be some places in the next 5 years that your peers looking at you say, what you did? Like, man, I was trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all thought I was crazy when I... And then don't tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't let everybody listen at your affirmations. Because right. Mm-hmm. You don't need nobody else trying to add to your conscious mind about how this is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So just don't tell them. I got things I got affirmations playing in my ear all the time. Somebody walk up, click, I'm going to turn it off.
Right. Right.
You don't need to know this. This ain't about you. You're not going to help me get this. You can't do nothing to help me get this. Mm-hmm. So ain't no sense you know about this. Before you know it, it'll be too late. It's going to be done. Then ain't nothing you can do about it. All you can do is hate. I don't need you to hate me before. I want you to hate me after. You know, so. But man, that's what sin does. Anyway, I'm about to go now. But sin, that's what sin does. Sin has nothing to do with you having a right to stuff. Sin blocks the pathway to stuff. Hebrews 12. Last week, Hebrews 12. And this is scripture that got me thinking about what is wrong with sin.
Yeah.
What's wrong with sin?
Hebrews
12 and 2.
Looking unto Jesus.
Go to verse 1.
Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight.
What it says?
Let us lay aside every weight.
Uh-huh. And?
And the sin.
Which that what? Does what?
So easily beset us.
The word beset.
Beset.
The word beset simply means getting away.
Getting away. Okay.
And
go ahead.
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
So sin gets in the way of me running the race.
Wow.
What race? The race of me becoming who God designed me to be. See, living for God don't mean coming to church, praying, and all that. They were living for God mean. Living for God mean being who God has designed and ordered for you to become,
yeah.
Which is in His image. Having dominion over the fishes of the sea, birds of the air, having and everything that creepeth. That's what living for God is. So it's not so much, it's not really how many people you get born again. People get born again because you're living a life.
Right.
Yes, sir.
People get born again because you live the way you live. Jesus said that. Jesus said, if I be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He lifted Jesus up. It's not about how good you talk about Jesus. It's about how much of Jesus can a person see in your life. And then Jesus said, based on that, I'm going to draw them unto me. That's why the church really not growing the way it's growing, because here it is, Satan got a more appealing offer.
Yeah.
Right.
The church been so many years talking about what people can't do. Mother Teresa, I'm reading a book now, Mother, and they call Mother Teresa. You familiar with Mother Teresa?
Right.
Familiar with Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
Mother Teresa, first of all, went broke.
She wasn't broke.
No, Mother Teresa was not broke. Mother Teresa had more money under her control than most presidents.
Wow.
But what she did, you know what the Catholic Church does, huh? Let me ask you this. Does the Pope look broke? But you know the Pope took a vow of poverty, right?
Right.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I heard of that.
The Catholic priest take a vow of poverty.
What does that mean then?
They take a vow. That's a good question. Good question. Taking a vow of poverty simply means I won't own nothing in my name.
Oh, and then they.
Mother Teresa didn't own nothing in her name, but she controlled everything. She didn't own none of them assets in her name, but she had authority over them. The Pope took a vow of poverty. Okay, if the Pope took a vow of poverty, why are you wearing Prada's? If you took a vow of poverty, why you fly around in a private jet?
Right.
If you took a vow of poverty, why is the Vatican not floors, but the Vatican walls are marble? If you took a vow of poverty, why do you drive around in a bulletproof limousine? Hmm? Mother Teresa was feeding over 200,000 kids a day when she was alive.
Yeah.
How can you do that if you ain't got no money?
Right.
So that's a joke. But there was interview. They had made a call on Teresa. I can't remember. It was the Korean War or the Vietnam War, and they asked Mother Teresa to join them in a march against war. And she responded to them and said, told them, listen, I'm at a point in my life to where I don't have time to be fighting against nothing. But if you call me back and y'all tell me, let me know when y'all gonna do a march or rally for peace, and I'll show up. You saw the point?
Yeah.
Don't waste your energy fighting against nothing. Always use your energy standing for something. So I'm not against same-sex marriage. I don't fight against it. I'm for heterosexual marriage. So I focus on what I'm for, ignore what I'm against. You got what I'm saying? So I'm not fighting against poverty. I'm working toward promoting prosperity.
Yeah, right.
So therefore, that's how we can ignore all those hecklers. That's how we can do what we did Thursday night and not feel, I ain't felt nothing Thursday night.
Right.
I gave. I mean, I'm part of the family. Hey, you never, because I know the truth. And the truth is you cannot receive unless you give.
Right.
But you know, there's a lot of people that's giving and not receiving. Why you think that? Exactly. 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 You need to spend time doing that.
Yeah.
Just start off with a small figure. $200.
Yeah.
I deserve this. I deserve this. God, I expect to receive $200 within the next two weeks. Something I'm not going to have to work for. I just want it because I'm me. God, I just want $200 because I'm me. God, I just want it because I'm me. God, I just want it because I am me. I just want it because I'm me. What you going to do with it? I don't know. God, I'll figure it out when you give it to me. I just want it because I'm me. You see what I'm saying? Becoming deaf. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.